ジャパニーズポッド101でございます。おはよう東京、こんにちはニューヨーク、こんばんはロンドン。ナオミです。
Peter here. Premium lesson number 21. Now I'm not going to give you the title yet just because I want Naomi-sensei to kind of tell us what she thinks of this picture. So you get the title afterwards. But for now, this is Naomi-sensei's story. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。この写真見ると何か頭に浮かんできますか? What do you think about when you see this? Do you think about something when you see this picture?
Nothing. 何も浮かんできません。I wonder what's in the white boxes?
いい質問ですね。調べに行きましょう。We should go check it out. Excuse me, officer. What's in the box?
そうですね。Officer って今ピーターさんが言いましたけど、As Peter just said, officer, it's a picture of police box, right? 交番ですね。
That's right. I think, you know what I think he's saying?
何?
警察になりたいんですか? I think...He's trying to get a job.
もうその時点でダメだよね。
Excuse me, I'd like to become a police officer.
みたいな。この時点でダメじゃないですか。
Hey, officer, you look great. かっこいいですね。警察になりたいですね。申し込み書はどこですか? Like, where do I fill out the paperwork? You don't think so, no?
I don't think so. もうそこに来た時点でダメだよね。
If you show up and ask to be a police officer at a police box, you fail right there.Is what Naomi-sensei is saying.
ですね。
Okay. Still, it's better than the old guys who get drunk and go there and yell at them.
そうね。Have you ever done that?
No, but I've seen it.
ああ、そうなんだ。
Okay, what is today's topic? What are we talking about today?
Lost and found.
So it seems that this man lost his wallet. He's talking to the police officer, so it's going to be in polite Japanese.
ですね。
If it's not polite, there's going to be consequences.
そうかな。Japanese police officers are quite nice.
Depends on the police officer. Anyway, yeah, I think they're quite nice. But here we go.
すいません。
どうしましたか?
財布を落としてしまって、届いてないですか?
どんな財布ですか?
黒くて、長くて、15,000円ぐらい入ってたかな。そうだ。中に免許証が入っています。
もしかしてこれですか？
そうです。よかった、ありがとうございます。
もう一度お願いします。今度はゆっくりお願いします。
すいません。
どうしましたか？
財布を落としてしまって、届いてないですか？
どんな財布ですか？
黒くて、長くて、15,000円ぐらい入ってたかな。そうだ、中に免許証が入っています。
もしかして、これですか？
そうです。よかった。ありがとうございます。
今度は英語が入ります。
すいません。
Excuse me.
どうしましたか?
What happened?
財布を落としてしまって。
I lost my wallet.
届いてないですか?
Did anyone report lost property?
どんな財布ですか?
What does your wallet look like?
黒くて、長くて、15,000円ぐらい入ってたかな。
It's a long black wallet, and there was 15,000 yen in it.
そうだ。中に免許証が入っています。
Oh, my driver's license was in it.
もしかしてこれですか?
Could this be it?
そうです。よかった。ありがとうございます。
That's it. Great. Thank you.
Naomi-sensei, この聞いたばかりの会話なんですが、どう思いましたか?
すごい本物みたいな会話だと思います。
Really?
うん。I think it's authentic conversation.
Naomi-sensei は、財布をなくしたことありますか? So have you ever lost your wallet?
No, I haven't. I guess not. ないない。ありますか?
ないです。本当に信じられないんですか? I don't really believe it, but 今までなくしたことないです。 up until now, I haven't lost it. But Naomi-sensei, when I said that, I wanted to say knock on wood. So like, it's kind of a custom we have in America or in the West that when you say something you don't want to happen, you knock on wood so it doesn't happen. Naka nihongo de, is there something like this in Japanese?
Yuanai na. It's something you can't really translate into Japanese.
But what do you do if you don't want something to happen or, you know, you don't want that thing to come true?
Nandaro. Nani mo yuanai? I'm so useless, ne? Nani mo yuanai na.
There has to be something, kind of like a custom.
So ka na.
Wakaranai desu kedo. Anyway, hi, Naomi-sensei. 質問があります。
Hi.
今までなくしたもので一番価値があったものは何ですか? So, up until now, out of the things you've lost, what's the most expensive thing you've lost? なんか多いでしょ? 頑張って考えてください。 Probably a lot, so please give it a good...
何? Friendship とか? Boyfriend とかそういうことじゃなくて?
つまらないですね。 Like, we're talking money, baby, money. お金。
Address book.
Address book?
うん。
ああ、それが…
それは痛いですね。
痛いですね。
痛かったですね。
Too bad about that, but really great Japanese. Like, that hurt.
That hurt a lot.
So, yeah, the Japanese for that is 痛い。 痛かった。 Like, it really hurt.
そうそう、それからね。 I don't know if it's appropriate or not, but you can use this for person's personality. Ah, 彼は痛いね。
It's he's かわいそうな人?
かわいそうな人っていうんじゃないんだけど、痛いっていうのはなんか惜しいみたいな感じ。 例えば、 he's trying to be funny, but he's not funny.
Kind of like me.
ちょっと痛い。 時々ピーターは痛い。
Interesting. So, charming funny but not funny, 痛いですね. ちょっと痛い. Like, but who hurts? You hurt or you're hurting for me? The pain is, you feel pain for me.
そうそうそうそう. Even though you don't feel pain at all and you don't realize.
ちょっと痛いな.
痛いな. 彼痛いな. あとはお金とかもね, 言いますね. Lunch was 3,000 yen. Ah, 痛いな.
So it was too expensive. It hurt the wallet.
Hi.
Gotcha. ちょっと痛い.
そうそうそう.
Naomi-sensei, ちょっと痛い.
Bad actor とか actress とかにも言いますね.
Like, again, you feel pain for watching them. Like,
そうそうそう.
You feel for them. It's like, ah, I feel for you.
そうそうそうそう.
So you're not directly talking to the person, but if it was you and I talking about a third person, ah, 今度の作品ちょっと痛いな.
Like, not quite successful.
This one, I saw it and man, I wish him the best, but it hurts.
そう、そんな感じですね.
Oh, 勉強になりました.
何を話してたんだっけ?
So our listeners would 痛い for me. Like they hear me talking and, ah, 痛いな.
そんなことないですよ, ピーターさん.
Okay, on to the vocab. First word.
It's a phrase. どうしました?
What's wrong?
どう? うしました? どうしました?
Next.
財布.
Wallet.
財布. 財布.
Next.
落とす.
To lose.
落とす. 落とす.
Next.
黒い.
Black.
黒い. 黒い.
Next.
長い.
Long.
長い. 長い.
Next.
免許証.
License.
免許証. 免許証.
Next.
届く.
To be delivered. To reach.
届く. 届く.
Next.
もしかして.
Perhaps. Possibly.
もしかして. もしかして.
はい, Naomi-sensei.
はい.
Keikan-nan-desu-ga.
Hi.
Sore-ga, that's a little bit, how can I say, kind of colloquial, but another colloquial way to refer to police officers is omawari-san desu ne.
So desu ne, because they're moving around.
On their bicycles.
So desu ne.
Round and round on the bicycles. And mawaru means to go around. So they go around the neighborhood checking on things. So A very colloquial way is?
おまわりさん。警察官 is the formal way.
Now, I got an interesting story. You know, I actually got stopped at a bicycle stop.
はい。
You know, like they, in the US, they have like roadblocks for cars. Like, you know, to check for drinking and driving.
はい。
So I was going home the other day and there was a bicycle stop. Two police officers blocking the sidewalk and checking for registrations.
You looked suspicious.
あそこで人来るのを待ってました。Like, they weren't just running around, they stopped me. They were waiting there. びっくりしました。
何を聞かれましたか? What did they ask you?
あなたの自転車。They asked if it was my bicycle.
あなたの自転車ですか?
はい。
Are you sure it's your bicycle? みたいな感じ。
Because in Japan, you're supposed to register your bicycle.
Ah, so, 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 ですね。
Without that, you know, even if you move and you take your bicycle, you're supposed to register it. So if someone just gives you a bicycle, technically you're supposed to go register it at the city ward or at the, you know, city office. Okay, let's take a closer look at some of the phrases and vocabulary used in today's lesson. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
どうしました?
What's wrong?
これはどうしましたか? is also okay, right?
Definitely. And again, we're looking at the formal form of this phrase. There's also an informal version which we'll look at in a bit, but first let's take a look at the elements of this phrase. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
どう?
How?
しました。
Polite past of する, to do, so did. So literally, it means how did you do?
そうですね。
Now, again, this is a colloquial phrase that it has a literal meaning, but it's closer to what's wrong. Again, we don't use the literal meaning, but rather the phrase has come to mean what's wrong or what's the matter.
どうしました?っていうふうにちょっとイントネーションを上げないといけないですね。
So you have to raise the intonation at the end of the sentence if you don't include the sentence ending particle か. So one more time, Naomi-sensei.
どうしました?
Notice a rising intonation. And now let's hear with the sentence ending particle か.
どうしましたか?
What's wrong? What's the matter? Now, this is a formal situation. The person who lost something is talking to the police officer. And the police officer responds, you know, what's wrong? What's the matter? Now, if this was a casual situation, how would this change?
どうした?
So, しました, the past polite form of the verb する becomes
した,
the informal, the plain past. So, どうした? What's wrong?
Or どうしたの?
And here, no is an emphasizer. So, どうしたの? What's wrong? What's the matter? So, we looked at the casual just now, and we already covered the polite. Is there an even politer way to cover this phrase?
はい。どうなさいましたか?
What happened?What's wrong? What's the matter? And here, suru is replaced with the verb nasaru, which is an honorific way to refer to the verb to do.
Or, どうされましたか?
And here, this isn't the passive, but rather a polite way to refer to the verb suru.
そうですね。
So, two polite ways. Naomi-sensei, どうなさいましたかって使いますか?
At the hotel, staff might ask you, like, どうなさいましたか?どうされましたか?
That's true. I've heard it used, but I've never used this myself.
Because you're such a casual person.
違うでしょ?
いや、でも例えば colleagues とかだったら、どうしましたか? It's fine.
そうですね。Like, what happened?
Yeah,
I kind of always, the one I usually wind up using is, どうした? Or, どうしたの? What happened? Okay, let's take a look at the next word.
もしかして。
Perhaps, possibly, by chance.
これ Google search でよく出てきますよね。
あ、そうですか?
うん。なんか、キーワードを入れて、例えば、ナオミ・キャンベルって入れると、もしかして、ナオミ・キャンベルとか出てくる。
So this word appears a lot in Google. And its position is in the same place as the English. Did you mean?
そうそうそう。
So, perhaps, possibly?In Naomi's case, did you mean Naomi Campbell, not Kanbe? Well, I don't know. 今も、
出てこなかった。今朝しましたけど、もしかして Naomi Campbell って出てきた。
So you tried this morning, but nothing came up?
No.
英語で検索しましたか?
英語で、アルファベットで。
And you didn't come up for JapanesePod101.com?
No.
ああ、まあ、まあ、まあ。
じゃあ、例文があります。
Let's have a sample sentence.
どうしたの、ピーター。もしかして怒ってる？
Peter, what's wrong? Are you angry by chance?
みんなよく使ってますね、これ。
あ、そうですか？本当ですか？
そうそうそう。
本当の話ですか？
え、もしかしてピーター怒ってる？今日。
OK, next we have?
免許証。
License.
免許だけでも license ですよね。
That's right.
時々 we pronounce as 免許証 instead of 免許証。
So sometimes it's the short vowel instead of the long vowel.
免許証。
And 免許証 is the license, as in the physical card that you walk around with.
そうです、そうです。なので、免許は持っています。でも、今日、免許証は持っていません。
So I have a license, but I don't have the license with me. Let's take a look at today's grammar point. Naomi-sensei, お願いします。
手、しまって。
And this is the 手 form of 手、しまう。Shimau is a verb that means to finish. Now, basically, and when it appears like this, it indicates an action has been completed, thoroughly completed. And sometimes, or many times, it's used when the action performed was unwillingly performed, or not the intended result. So basically, if you do something you don't want to do, and it's finished, you can't take it back, that's the case when te shimau, or the past tense,手しまった is used.
そうですね。Today's sentence was 財布を落としてしまって。
So, I lost my wallet. Now, notice a couple interesting points here. So, let's just insert the subject to make the sentence clearer. And then, let's take a look at the components. So, Naomi-sensei, もう一度お願いします。
私は財布を落としてしまって。
So, I lost my wallet. Actually, the closer translation is I dropped my wallet.
And...困っています is inferred.
Exactly. So let's take a look at the components first. First we have?
私は。
We have I and marked by the subject marking particle wa.
財布を。
We have wallet marked by the object marker o.
落としてしまって。
We have a verb and the auxiliary verb しまう。The verb here is 落とす in its dictionary form, which means to drop, to fail, or to lose. It could have many meanings. So,In order to use shimau as an auxiliary verb, we need to get the te form of otosu. So we have
落として.
To this we add shimau.
落としてしまう.
Which is the non-past to lose, to drop, or to fail. In the conversation it appears as
落としてしまって.
So it's going to be used as a conjunction, the te conjunction. So I lost my wallet, I dropped my wallet. And as Naomi said, something follows this, something is implied. And that is
困っています.
So, I'm in trouble.
そうですね。私は困っています。
So, te shimau was used because the action was completed. He dropped it already. He lost it already. And we can realize this by the final verb, 困っている. Yeah, he's in trouble. And because he's in trouble, he's in the state of being in trouble. So, his wallet is in the state of being dropped or lost.
すみません。遅れてしまって。
I'm sorry to be late.
Is another useful phrase.
Yeah, especially this one is the best for emails. If you're writing emails out there and you're late, this is the perfect way to start. Just one thing you have to add in there. すいません。返信が遅れてしまいまして。
そうですね。Or 返信が遅れてしまいまして。すいません。It's okay too.
Yeah, both incredible ways to apologize.
はい。あとはクラスルームとかね。すいません。遅れてしまって。遅れてしまってすみません。
And notice how Naomi-sensei did it and I did it. You can end sentences with shimatte and the rest is implied. I'm sorry. Ah, Naomi-sensei no daisuki na cookie, tabete shimatte. So I ate your favorite cookies and I'm sorry.
買ってください。
Okay, so now before we head off, we want to tell you one more time about the premium feed. Now this feed is something else, Naomi-sensei. Get exactly what you want. You just want the dialogues.Premium members can create a feed that allows them to get just the dialogues. Just the beginner lessons, get just the beginner lessons. Basically, get the lessons you want, the way you want.
なるほど。便利ですね。
It's something else. All right, that is going to do it for today.
じゃ、また。
すいません。
どうしましたか？
財布を落としてしまって、届いてないですか？
どんな財布ですか？
黒くて長くて1万5千円ぐらい入ってたかな。そうだ、中に免許証が入っています。
もしかしてこれですか？
そうです。よかった、ありがとうございます。